So here's the question. How do active people in the Des Moines area stay pain-free and live the active, fulfilled life that they deserve at any age? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. I'm Ryan Domeyer, and welcome to the Rev Health Radio Podcast. All right, welcome back to the Rev Health Radio Podcast. Dr. Ryan here today, here with another special guest, Shane Roethlisberger, the founder and entrepreneur turned former pastor and entrepreneur and owner of VersaLifts, of which I've heard about for a while, recommended to a lot of people. It wasn't until the CrossFit Circus here in Des Moines recently that I went to go watch some friends work out and ended up talking to Shane, felt like for over 2 hours, just about a whole host of different things, and finally said, hey, we need to share your story. We need to talk about your products on a podcast. So Shane, welcome.
I appreciate you having me here, Ryan.
So we're in Des Moines, you're up in Ames, Shane. I know we're both from Iowa, we're both from Northeast Iowa originally. Let's just start with your story. How'd you get into owning VersaLifts? How'd you get to Des Moines, Ames area? Tell me about your kids. Go ahead and get your story started.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm an Iowa boy, true and through. Lived in Iowa my entire life, with the exception of a 9-month hiatus up in Minneapolis right out of college. My wife married my high school sweetheart. We've lived in Ames now for 12 years, and brace yourself. We have 9 kids. We have six biological and 3 adopted. So that's a big part of our story. Our most recent addition was a little baby that we had 9 or 7 years after we thought we were done having babies. So he's been quite the surprise, but we're having a lot of fun. Our oldest is 15, again, all the way down to 6 months. I've been a pastor for 17 years, have loved that. Been an incredible blessing for my family. But we're in the midst of a transition right now from full-time vocational ministry into full-time business owner and entrepreneur. There's some family circumstances that have led us to that. Primarily, my father was recently diagnosed with a terminal illness, and so we felt like to best support my family, my parents, as well as give me the most margin that I can to really care for my kids and my wife. We made the move from full-time vocational ministry to doing my business, and we're going to actually make the physical move up to Northeast Iowa. So that's a little bit of our context. I am, started VersaLifts 6 years ago. Let's see, 2015, came up with the idea for this little heel lift that would help me do pistol squats because I had a bum ankle from old football injury and couldn't do a pistol squat without keeping my heel on the ground due to compromised ankle mobility. And turns out a lot of people have ankle mobility issues. I didn't know it at the time, just a hobby CrossFitter. But turned out my problem was a lot of people's problems. And our business was born.
And that's where I kind of got to know you is through VersaLifts and through the CrossFit world. Like you, pistols are hard for everyone. It takes full capacity of your ankle. And when you're getting into an older age, like you and myself, it gets harder and harder each time. You started, and especially in my world in physical therapy, everyone has maybe seen that little heel wedge, the little leather heel wedge with the individual strips that you can rip out for different heights. Is that how VersaLift started compared to talked about V1 versus V2 of your VersaLift?
Yeah, it's a pretty wild story. Again, I didn't go out looking for a solution to my issue. I just happened to be at kind of the right place at the right time. I was touring this factory just in central Iowa here of a guy who had invented these adjustable heel lift inserts primarily to treat leg length discrepancies, and most of their customer base was kind of more geriatric, a lot of dealing through chiropractors, etc. And so yeah, very common product, been around 30-40 years. And But I, as I was touring his factory, I just immediately was thinking about this issue that I have in CrossFit and keeping my heels on the ground. I was like, man, I feel like that could actually help with that problem. And so got some from the owner to test out and just immediately felt like, oh, this is something that's going to help me a lot. And then I was talking with some buddies about it and they're like, I've got the same issue. And you should really consider making a business out of this. And so I went back to the owner and tried to explain to him what it was that I was wanting to do, basically use his product for something that he didn't create it for, and have tried to get some freedom to brand it, you know, essentially private label it. And I had a really hard time getting him to like buy into the vision. I show him videos of CrossFit and stuff. And he was like, oh, what? No, people do that. Like their knees are going to blow out. And so it was kind of a fun conversation. So eventually I just said, well, what if you treated me like any other distributor? I bought from you wholesale and then private labeled it with my own branding. And he was fully on board with that. And so that's how we got the launch. That was our original lift. We were like literally around our dining room table, figuring out how to put our logos like right in the center of this leather, you know, heel lift. And, but then after a couple of years, and particularly a couple of trips to the CrossFit Games as a vendor, started to explore the possibility of improving the product for our kind of market niche. And that's when, the concept for the V2 was born. Went to an injection molded polymer and started learning about that manufacturing process, worked with a manufacturer out in Colorado, and the V2 was born. And that's what kind of, I guess, kind of sprung our business forward pretty significantly.
Which led to some new products, which I've seen launch on Instagram and tried myself. And maybe because I've visited and maybe I have this wrong. So the kitchen table and or did you start out of your garage and your garage gym? Because that's, I went and visited. Are you like most small businesses where you basically grassroots start from your garage and grow?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's funny. There are times like over the last 5 years that people have said, you know, like, man, maybe I could stop by your office, you know, stop by your warehouse or whatever. And I'm like, want to join my family for dinner? Because it's all happens at the same place. It's totally the, like, you know, the kind of quintessential entrepreneur startup business sort of thing. So, you know, it started with a small house in a very small, in fact, essentially the first 2 years of the business, our warehouse was one of my kids' bedrooms. Like, we lofted his bed and said, that's the only space you get. And all of the rest of his bedroom space was taken up for inventory and stuff. And so, yeah, we've since got more space, but it is very much grassroots home-based business.
Especially with that many kids, I would imagine bedroom space gets kind of tight. So you have inventory room and bedroom all in one. Makes perfect sense. From when you started in, what is 2015, 2016, did you say?
We sold the first pair in the summer of 2016.
From 2016 to now, you've had a lot of growth, and I've even talked to you about even kind of where you're at now and your mission of depth matters. Why don't you talk about that and what you mean by that and how that plays into every product you have or your whole line of products in general?
Yeah. Well, so a unique part of our story is, you know, I'd mentioned that we have three adopted kiddos, and that's a pretty integral part of the birth of Versalifts. So in 2015, my wife and I had ventured out on adoption, and my wife has this just very strong motherly instinct, and she was drawn to a couple of orphans in the heart of Africa. And I'm provider, protector instinct, and I'm thinking this is going to be very, very expensive. And literally, I'm a man of faith, and so I was like, Lord, I need help generating some additional revenue for my household. And it really was like within weeks, I found myself in that factory, and like the light bulb just kind of came on. with this concept for the heel lift. And basically the day that we came up with, or like decided, hey, I'm going to try to make a little run of this with the business, the phrase depth matters just stuck with me. And so we had even branded originally as Crosslifts. That was the first, you know, the website was crosslifts.com. I had all the social media handles. We had the logo printed up. I had inventory printed up, all of that. And then we got a cease and desist letter from CrossFit HQ. It was almost in that moment that I thought the business was over, because we had to flush a bunch of inventory. But then we rebranded as Versalifts. But even when we were Crosslifts, I still had this slogan, depth matters, just kind of, you know, it kept ringing with me. And there's the explicit, you know, connection of it, of like depth and squat, range of motion. That's the kind of the explicit meaning of it. But there's also this, this kind of implicit, depth in just living a life of depth. You know, you and I both know the fitness industry can be kind of shallow, you know, and, vain in many ways. And, we want our brand to be connected to something that is, really about, just promoting the flourishing of others, and, largely through inspiring people to live a life of depth. And, whether that's depth of relationships or depth of character, just depth of meaning and purpose in one's life beyond just, do I look good in a mirror or can I bench press 300 pounds, you know? And so, so that's it. Again, for us personally, it's been deeply connected, certainly to our faith, but also this story of adoption has been inextricably linked to the Versalift story.
And I immediately was gravitated towards that when I first met you, of yes, man of faith, man of family, and depth. And I saw it as purpose. And that's what I'm going to hit on. The big word you just said to me was purpose, especially in the fitness industry. Without purpose, people are just told to exercise to exercise, and compliance is so low when you don't actually have a purpose for going there. I had two clients this week of just inactive the last 2 years, had retired, not really doing too much. They came to me to write a program because they're like, it's gotten to the point where I can't even get up and down off the couch or carry something up and down the steps. Like, I have grandkids, I have a parent to take care of. I need to get stronger. Just, that's your purpose. I'm like, perfect. That's why you're here to see me. Like, it's not to get exercises. It's not to make your hip better. That's the reason you're here. Let's remember that, because it's going to take a couple months to really get better. That's why you're going to do your strengthening every week, is remembering that. The commercial, I think we may remember from Christmas a few years ago, I think it was German commercial with the old man and the kettlebell, of lifting his granddaughter up to put the star on the tree. Just brilliant. Of, this is a physical therapy. This is a fitness. This is a CrossFit. This is everything. This is a commercial for all of that, not just a Christmas commercial. But that's what I took out of Depth Matters. And having that purpose is so important, because our first interaction together, I had the connection of, you were an R, man of faith, and a pastor. And now you are a pastor, but you're a pastor for depth and purpose, just in a different realm. And it may not be faith-based as much as movement-based. I think you are a pastor of movement now, because a lot of your products are very movement-based. Is that, tell me, I can see you smiling. Tell me what you think about
that. Yeah, I think part of my laugh here is I'm just an average Joe, like semi-fit, not even very fit, father of, I mean, I'm like rocking the dad bod sort of thing. I don't know a ton about movement and body mechanics, and I have my CrossFit L1, you know, but you and I both know there's awesome L1s out there and there's not so awesome L1s. And so that really doesn't mean much. But I do like to solve problems. And when I see a problem, and I think, man, there's some ways that we could produce, we could come up with solutions, both short-term and long-term solutions to that problem. I get deeply energized. And And so I think the reason I even the thought of like a pastor of movement is all my, I have to be connected to guys like you, Ryan, who are the experts. You know, like I can drop the word dorsiflexion once in a while and make it seem like I know what I'm talking about, but I have to be connected to guys like you. And so, you know, call me what you will. I do want to see people experience and live the, you know, their quality of life potentials. And particularly going back to the depth matters idea is particularly in a way that is others centered. That's another thing about the kind of about the fitness industry is there's a strong movement towards, you know, self-care and, you know, self-esteem and all this. And that's great. I'm not against any of that, but I think there's a pendulum there that if you swing too hard towards, you know, self-care, you and your world begins to orient around you, you're actually hijacking your pursuit of joy. You're hijacking your pursuit of flourishing. It's when we actually start to, you know, orient around the flourishing of others and seeing lifting others up, and not with while degrading ourselves or anything like that, but lifting others up, that then I think we actually start to flourish. You know, we're free to get our eyes off ourselves and actually promote the flourishing of another person. And so, anyway,
I want to dig a little deeper into that. That is not something we've talked about in the past in any of our meetings. Other centered, I've not heard that very much. And it's basically makes perfect sense with your past position as a pastor. I know you care deeply about the community you have around you and your family. Does that mean for your products or just for your company in general, is others centered? Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, so, you know, we talked about the commercial, that Christmas commercial. When I see, you know, I've got parents who are starting to age, you know, and in-laws, and we've been blessed with wonderful family. But all of a sudden, like, you know, there's a sobriety that comes with starting to see, you know, age take its toll on people that you care deeply about. And then certainly with my dad's diagnosis, just the reality of mortality is setting in. And I think, you know, we have 9 kids that are my parents' grandchildren, right? And my in-laws' grandchildren. And I see they love to enjoy their grandkids. And I think if I can do my part to help them best enjoy their grandkids, that gives me deep satisfaction. And that story is being replayed over and over and over and over again. And so for us, obviously, like, if we take it to its most simple form, we're passionate about the squat. I feel like I believe the squat is one of the most important things that a human being can do in order to move and increase, you know, longevity and all of those things lead to, it's not like we don't squat for the purpose of being able to squat well. We squat for the purpose of being able to perform well in whatever it is, whether it is, you know, the playing field, whether it is, you know, in some form of athletic competition, or whether it is simply, you know, squatting down to pet your dog or pick a grandchild up off the ground. That's why we deadlift. If it's, you know, whatever it is. And so the point being, I find deep satisfaction. And I think we as humans find deep satisfaction when we help other people flourish. And so that's what I hope that's what our products are doing. You know, it's such a simple, like, little heel lift. Oh, how can you change a life with a heel lift? I'm like, well, you can't, but if I can help inspire somebody to squat better and that squat leads to a better relationship with a grandchild, or a better ability to go out and enjoy, walks through nature, or get up and down off stairs or off a couch or off a toilet or whatever it is, in and out of a car. Like, man, I feel like we're actually doing some good there.
I relate to that 100%. That's what my field of physical therapy is all about, is improving quality of life. And I totally agree with you. The squat really is the most functional of movements. Of, can you sit down on a chair and stand back up? Like, no matter how old you are, you're going to have to do it at some point in time. And you're right. And it kind of got hit with you with your dad's illness of, wow, like there is going to be an end. Like, we always think, oh no. Like this will last forever. Like, well, let's maximize what we have. How do we do that? And that's the inspiration. That's been the inspiration I saw, especially in conversations we've had. And I've had this with the last couple of guests as well, even in the CrossFit world. And yes, I'm just like you, a washed up dad. I am not good at CrossFit. I don't pretend to be good at CrossFit, but I don't go to CrossFit to be good at the sport. I do it so I can do other things in life. I can do a gardening project and not have to worry about it. I can move furniture and not have to think twice. And that's kind of what you're getting at with the older adult population, your parents' age. And as we get older into our 40s, of how do we maintain as much as we can, maintain as much depth, maintain as much movement, so we can keep up with our kids? I only have two instead of the 9 you have. But that's what I took away. And we've even talked about that. How do we get older adults to move more, to move better, to extend their quality of life so they can enjoy their grandkids more? And I think something like your slant board definitely helps with that. That was the newest product I saw where I was like, wow, this thing is great. Made in Des Moines. This thing is amazing. I've promoted it to so many people. Tell me a little bit about your board, how it helps others, what your vision was. Tell me that process, because that was the second product I saw from you after the lifts. And I was like, this is great. I love this thing.
Yeah. Well, so our heel lift over the last, five years, 6 years, that our entire company has been based on the heel lift insert. Versa Lifts itself is the name of the company, but it's the name of a product. Mm-hmm. Has been the name of a product anyway for the last 6 years, and it's a heel lift insert. And while it is deeply helpful to improve positioning during squats and range of motion, etc., it's a prosthetic. Like, make no mistake, like it is designed to compensate for a limitation. And so every once in a while, over the years, someone will throw something out like, oh, you're just, putting a Band-Aid on, why don't you actually improve your ankle mobility? I'm like, well, I would, except bone on bone is difficult to improve, but every once in a while you get those, those kind of accusations. And so I had a buddy up here who's a CrossFit Games athlete in 2013 and owns several gyms. And he is very passionate about slant boards, and both for the purpose of helping teach people to squat well, but also as a tool for improving things like ankle mobility, ankle dorsiflexion, hip flexion, et cetera. And so he came to me and said, hey, what do you think about creating a better slant board, something that, has more versatility to it and something that would partner well with your existing product and brand, in a way to help people improve squat movement patterns and range of motion and mobility, et cetera. And so we started ideating and started tinkering, and pretty soon the concept for the V-Stack was born. And yeah, so it's a stackable, that's the unique piece of it, is that it's a stackable slant board, comes in two 15 degree wedges, and so it can stack from 15 degrees to 30 degrees. When your toes are pointed uphill, so you're in full dorsiflexion there, your It's a pretty close test. I mean, a relatively simple test to just test somebody's ankle mobility. And so that's part of that, but provides a really great, calf and ankle stretch. And then when toes are downhill, you're able to, squat. Really great warm-up tool. You can kind of put it in all kinds of different positions because it's two wedges. You can put them back to back. And so in a way that kind of forces you into a bit of a supinated squat for warming up. It feels glorious for warming up your hips, opening those up when you're just trying to warm up. But then the board also stacks the opposite direction. So it becomes essentially a 5.5-inch step platform. And then we have a whole bunch of movements that you can kind of do on that, or pair it up with another stack. You can do deficit push-ups, deficit handstand push-ups, those sorts of things. And so that's what makes it kind of innovate. Here's the crazy thing. I was just visiting with my sister this last week, and she's got wrist mobility issues. She's got one wrist. It's really problematic for her. And she says she can't even do push-ups without balling her hand in a fist and doing them on her knuckles. And I said, hey, I want you to try something. So I put the V stack, out there and put her wrists uphill and her fingers downhill, and just had her try to do some push-ups. And lo and behold, she could do push-ups that way without experiencing pain in her wrists, And I was like, oh, well, that's not what we created it for, but you probably could find some use out of it. So pretty versatile product.
Yeah. And I think the thing that I hit on right early when you started talking was it is a tool, whether it's the heel wedge, whether it's the board, both of them are tools no different than a weightlifting belt. The hard part for you is educating people on when to use the tool, when not to use the tool. That's the hard part with the product. But I feel the same way of yes, yet don't just have a heel wedge to make up for crappy ankle mobility, but when there's certain movements like a depth squat, or some people have hip problems, some people even have shoulder problems, or sometimes just geometry, it can help you just the same way a weightlifting belt. I don't want someone to do an air squat and need their weightlifting belt to do it. But hey, once we start getting heavier, it can provide some support and allow you to move better. That's really our main goal, is to have you move better. Both tools help achieve that, which fall right in line with your company mission of depth matters and other centered of just helping other people move, giving people the tools to help move better, especially with longevity in mind of someone who may have limitations. We can still help you move. We'll work around some things. It's not, yes, like we can help everyone. We just have some tools to help people move better as well. So are you going to keep the name VersaLifts? I'm curious, because it did start you right as a product, and now that kind of changed to a company with a few other things. That's rebranding is a big task. Are you going to rebrand? Are you going to stay VersaLift?
I've gone back and forth on that. And occasionally I'll go on kicks where I'm ideating a bit and say, oh, do we rebrand? I think at least at this point, I like it. I like VersaLifts, and, our heel lift, we called it the V2. It was the VersaLifts V2, but we always refer to it as the V2. And we got the V2, the V2 strength, the V2 endurance. And so even in that, it kind of moved us a little bit away from pigeonholing the heel lift into the VersaLifts name. And so it kind of seems like the brand, unintentionally, the brand works with the advent of a bunch of other products. And so I think at this point we're probably going to keep it, but we'll see.
You never know. But yeah, there's also rebranding is a whole different thing, man. It's not time consuming to change everything, not only expensive to change everything. We're like, yeah, let's just stick with what we have and keep coming out with great products. Is that the vision, to just keep finding solutions to people's problems and keep coming out with products? Or what's the vision as you move back to Northeast Iowa to be closer to family? What's your vision for the VersaLift company?
Yeah, absolutely. Up to this point, really up until January 1 of 2022, I have given like 2 to 3 hours a week to this business. It has absolutely been a side thing that I haven't had much margin to really dream and think outside of our little niche. I have a team. I have 3 other employees and then a couple of contract workers. And but I've never had margin to even like mental margin to think outside of our main product. And all of a sudden, now that I'm doing this full time, the wheels are turned. And so there's a lot of ideation going on. And we've already launched today, the day that we're recording this, we're formally launching another product, the hooks that you talked about, those front squat hooks. And so those will kind of make the public debut today. And we've got a couple other products in the works already. And I think so. You know, it's kind of fun. It's always fun for me, Ryan, to connect with guys like you who are, who are movement experts and who are working with people who have a host of different, you know, limitations or infirmities. And to hear from you, hey, here's what we need, or here's what we're missing. Here's ideas. And I like to think about how to solve those problems to empower folks like you to do what you're doing in a better way. I was just on a call this last week with another kind of well-known pain recovery expert, and he very similarly like has, hey, here's different things that I, here's ideas of products that I have, but I have no idea how to bring that thing from idea to market. And if I were to give my time and energy to that, I wouldn't be able to do the thing that is my primary calling, which is actually like helping people improve their, like, he's like, I'm not a manufacturer. I'm not a businessman in that way. And I said, great, because I'm not a pain expert, you know, like you are. And so let's figure out ways to partner so that we both can more faithfully do what we're called to do. And so I love stuff like that. So the long answer to your question. I think so. I hope,
yeah.
I hope that we keep bringing new products. This year it really does feel like the Versalifts went from a niche product to now a brand, and we're going to leverage that brand as best as possible to introduce a host of new products to the market.
Yeah. And maybe this is a bad thing, or maybe it's a good thing. Your Versalift brand can be incorporated into a lot of different environments. Like, you kind of started in the CrossFit realm and are still very big in the CrossFit realm, but honestly, a lot of your products are very much for guys or girls with a garage gym. Like the handles that got released, what are the name, or what are you calling those? The handles, the V hooks is basically, hey, you don't want to spend money on a safety squat bar. Here's an okay alternative for $30. Go use that and try that in your garage gym. Oh, your deadlift is the platform or the deadlift lift out of, oh yeah, here's a little silicone or compound. Yep. Deadlift thing, roll your weights on it. It's easier to put plates on in your garage. Oh, perfect. Don't have a lot of space. Here's some V stacks. You can do a lot of things with them. So whether it's a CrossFit gym, a garage gym, we've talked about high school gyms. We've talked about corporate wellness for V stacks. It's a lot of applications. Now your job is just getting the word out there. You mentioned that too. You're the face. It's your full-time thing to get in front of people and help people, because there is some education involved of when to use the products. That falls right in line with your other centered philosophy of you want to take other smart people who maybe have products. You've been through this, that creating a product is not easy. I could never do it. And you've done it a few different times of figuring out manufacturing, figure out materials, R&D, helping other people come out with smart products. Is a great way, now that you're doing it full time and still allow you the flexibility to move back with your parents, with your kids. eventually build a house, do things like that, all dad stuff, but still come out with really, really cool products. Let me ask you this, Shane. You have a team. How, and is your team local? Is it remote? Cause I know people are shocked when I'm like, these VersaLifts that you've seen at the CrossFit Games, they're made, the guy that made it is from Ames, Iowa. They're like, really?
Yeah.
Is your stuff part of it made here, or are you going to stay local to Iowa when you can? That's a tough question with manufacturing the way it is, but.
Yeah. You know, I don't know that it's necessarily like a convictional thing as much as maybe just a cultural thing. I love that our products say made in the USA. That's not necessarily like an overly like aggressive pro, you know, USA like sentiment. We are local people who live in a context surrounded by other people. And this is who I see. You know, I'm talking to you, Ryan, here, you're 30 miles down the road. Like you're a real person in my sphere of influence that I want to see you thrive and flourish. And so if I can do the same thing with our manufacturing, that's great. So our heel lifts are manufactured in Colorado, as are our hook, the V hook, our V stacks, are manufactured in Des Moines, or the wood at least is made in Des Moines, and they're assembled in Des Moines. I have grip tape coming from Ohio that's printed in Ohio. Like it's, you know, I love that. I think it's pretty cool thing. My team is remote. So we have, I have one team member that's in just outside of Nashville, who does a lot of sales and marketing for us. And I actually kind of joke that she's more like our CEO than I am. She helps keep me in line. I have a graphic arts. One of the awesome things about living in Ames is you got Iowa State University right here, and that place is just full of talent and brilliant individuals. So I have a graphic arts intern that works for us, and then I also have a industrial design intern who has been working with us, was very integral in helping us develop the V-Stack and is helping us ideate on other products. He's able to take things that are in my mind and get them into a CAD program so that then we can actually get them to our manufacturers and they can make sense, because if they were just trying to get it out of my mind, it would never get any traction. So he's actually moving to Ohio, but is going to continue to work for us remotely there. That's a pretty cool thing about, you know, I can move to very, very remote Northeast Iowa, where, you know, I'm just trying to figure out how to get quality internet access out there, and still run a flourishing business that is made from products in a team right here in the Midwest. And I love that. I don't see it changing. Sure, we could, you know, probably increase some of our margins if we went overseas with some of our manufacturing, but I think it would actually increase my stress mm-hmm. considerably. And I'm not about to do that. And so, I love right here.
I will agree that sentiment. And yes, it's not that made in the USA always equals better, but there's just a certain amount of pride, especially the last mm-hmm. up 2 years of pandemic stuff. We realized, hey, if you can buy stuff that's made in the United States, do it. Like, yes, it's mm-hmm. going to cost you a little bit more. And the other company that I think of that, at least they're transparent about, is even Rogue Fitness in the fitness realm, where I'm like, they have great products. They try to manufacture stuff in Michigan, in Ohio when they can, and they'll outright say when it's made in China, and they really try to, but sometimes it doesn't work out. And you're the same way of, yes, there's a pridefulness. There's a person behind this. You can see who designed this. You can see the people working on this. This is a local product. That's the other centered part of VersaLifts that really hit home with me. Of this is quality products. It's made in the United States. You guys are from Iowa. You're real people. You should try these products out. Let's talk about that, because there's maybe a few different people listening, whether they're a CrossFit gym and they want to get VersaLifts in the gym, if they're just a person who's interested in buying either a V-Stack or the V-Hooks, what's the best route to do that, Shane?
Yeah, so our heel lifts, those are, you know, easily purchased either off our website, vlifts.com, or off of Amazon. That's a small product that's really easy for us to distribute through Amazon. We also actually, Rogue Fitness is our largest distributor of VersaLifts. And so that was a pretty cool partnership that we established a few years ago. But then, yeah, our V stacks are available only on vlifts.com. Same thing with our V hooks and the V cradle. So vlifts.com, you can find all those there. We ship all those out. We warehouse them. We will make sure we'll handle the customer service, you know, like it is the Roethlisberger family doing our thing. Yeah, but then as far as gyms, we have a lot of small gyms that are, you know, locally owned gyms that distribute particularly our heel lifts. And so we have a distributor program there. It comes with a kit and a countertop display. And the reason that I love that is because coaches and gym owners are the ones who they're working with their athletes. They know the ones who immediately, the ones who struggle, who have no confidence in their squat, no confidence in an overhead squat or a front squat because of excessive forward torso lean. That's, you know, may very likely be a result of ankle mobility issues, and their members and their clients trust them. And so it is a way for us to help the gym, you know, generate a little additional revenue for their gym. It's a way for them to provide a service to their members, you know, who have access to our lifts right there in the gym. But most importantly, it's a way for them to better serve their members by helping them move confidently and move appropriately through their squat range of motion. So, we have that distributor program that's anybody can reach out to us through our website and inquire about that, and we'll get them hooked up. So
perfect. Those are two really good options. I also agree. I become the salesperson at the gym that I'm currently working out of. I do a little screen myself and I try to provide an education piece. So if anyone is out there listening, like, I don't know if those little heel lifts will help me, Ryan, honestly, just message me and I will gladly tell you what they will and will not help you with. I know the mechanics side probably better than Shane does for his own product.
Absolutely, you do.
But go off. I'd recommend everyone at least check out the website, especially the slant board. It is the best slant board I've ever used, because there's a lot of crappy slant boards in the physical therapy world where I'm like, this one's great. I had my uncle build me a solid wood one, but this one actually is, it's like an erector set where I could do so many different things with it. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. So I encourage everyone to go to vlifts.com and check that out. And I'll put all that in show notes as well, especially to any gym owner who may be interested in distributing them and helping their athletes or members, especially as we get older, we don't move as well. Vlifts are such an easy option, such a low barrier to entry. And as long as the coach knows how to use them and who to use them with, it's a great option that Shane can explain that to them. So Shane, thanks again for joining me. This was fun. We kept it under an hour, which was our main goal. Once we get talking about things, you have another podcast that you've done, so you're used to these podcasts with your Dad Drive Home podcast. But that's a whole nother podcast episode. You talk about you talk about parenting, especially your tribe of children you have around. But
yeah,
I appreciate you coming on Rev Health Radio podcast. I'll put Shane's information in the show notes. And until everyone listening, we'll check with you next time. Hey, real quick before you go, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast and would like to share it with others, please take a screenshot and share it to your story on Facebook or Instagram, and make sure to tag Rev Health and Wellness. To stay up to date on all of our latest episodes, be sure to follow Rev Health and Wellness on Facebook and Instagram.